Hello and welcome to TXF's Daily News Podcast. I'm Max Thompson, editor at TXF. First up today in the project and export finance space on our essentials news offering, Egypt Hydrocarbon Corporation has appointed Mary Technomont as EPC contractor for its ammonium nitrate expansion project. And Diamond Transmission Partners is said to be under consideration for ECA support from JBIC for its £446 million Balney OFTO project in the UK. Over on our third-party news tracker service in the project and export space, the EIB, with the support of the European Commission, has agreed a €75 million loan for the construction of two projects at ArcelorMittal Ghent in Belgium to reduce carbon emissions by converting waste and byproducts into new products. Total has agreed to acquire a portfolio of Spanish assets from Energías de Portugal for an enterprise value of €515 million. And Finna Energy has selected GE Renewable Energy to supply 52 of its 3-megawatt turbines to the Baglauma, Taycadin, Yalof and Parskoy wind park projects in Turkey. Over in the commodity finance world, Netherlands-based aluminium producer Aldel has secured a commitment from Glencore to purchase up to 180,000 tonnes from Aldel this year. And next, Sempra LNG has announced that Cameron LNG has begun producing LNG from the third and final liquefaction train of its Phase 1 liquefaction export finance project in Hackbury, Louisiana. Traxys, the Luxembourg-headquartered metals and natural resources trader and merchant, has signed a $1.287 billion multi-currency syndicated revolving credit facility. And US LNG developer NextDecade Corp has announced that it will not decide whether to build the proposed Rio Grande LNG export plant in Texas until 2020. As demand destruction from the COVID-19 crisis affects the global LNG market. And last, but by no means least, in the trade finance sphere, paperless trade provider SDOC has announced the opening of its representative office in Kolkata. CDC Group, the UK's development finance institution, has announced a record month for its trade guarantee program, with over $500 million guaranteed across 350 transactions in March in Africa and South Asia. And Dutch development bank FMO has closed multiple transactions to microfinance group Compagnie Financière Africaine, otherwise known as COFINA. That's all for now, folks, and don't forget, you can subscribe to our podcast on your usual podcast provider. You can also find us on Twitter, Facebook and Instagram using the handle at TXF Media.